Okay. Okay, this is highly conceptual for the whole thing. Jag tar det här på svenska för jag vill bara sitta här och okej, jag äter apelsin och sen det blir en massa sånt där jobbigt smackande, men i alla fall jag bara sitta och prata för mig själv när det är till min iPhone om hela konceptet för alla mina filmidéer och det ena andra. Jag måste bli liksom praktisk här. Realistisk. Så. Anyway, let me do it in English because this is our English production, so. So what do we have? We have, I mean, the bigger story here. What is it? It starts with, I'm just trying it now. Seems like this is how it looks like. I should know because I came up with it. It starts with this girl. That I that the sandbox is about, okay, which I conceived of as a, as an animation. And I think I had a script for that, or at least an outline for that series. She lives in that small town. Again, we use Bogesund. And has a little sister, little brother, or whatever. Goes on vacation. We have an extremely simplified world here with a small town somewhere with a main street and a new shopping center and the little old shops along the working street and the home of this girl. And her family, right? So they're going on vacation. Maybe before that, there is this big spectacle, or after, I don't know. But when the shopping center opens and Mr. Bigwig is talking about progress and tech, you know, all that modernity. Those who have a little clearer vision can see that, I mean, which the shopkeepers generally have, those with the small shops along the main street, realize that this could be the end of us. And what's going on here now is that what we are selling our, in our shops, which may even be mainly locally produced, is now being threatened or outcompeted or whatever you say with cheap stuff made in on other continents, right? So we got the whole what's it called? colonialism thing that we can plug it into and so on. And the these huge industries. Really, we want to show the post-colonialism, post-capitalism world that is at that time appearing. And I guess we are somewhere in the 60s. This girl is like 13 or something. And they're going with that boat or whatever to the vacation place, which is a beach somewhere in a warm part of the world, where everything is just smooth and enjoyable, you know, the beach and the restaurants and the whole package hotels. The sun chairs, whatever you call them. So typical, you know, like Canary Islands. So then they're there, the family, and she's taking a kind of a exploration walk around, and there is a big wall behind the hotel there that no one ever, I mean, you're not so even supposed to see it. There are bushes in front, it looks good, and there are nice paintings on it, and it looks like part of the decorations. But then she sees this different looking guy, simpler clothes and all that, who just swoops with, I mean, I have all this somewhere, but I take it just quickly, sneaks in behind a bush and disappears, and she follows, finds a crack or a little tunnel dug through the wall and comes out, and then on the other side where there is the reality of the whole thing. It was a whole big town there, a city that is just exploited to the max. People poor and working very hard for no salaries, and so on. And nature there, behind, even further behind us, there is nature, which is used to be beautiful, but now is being sucked out. There are pipelines, and they have, you know, the river has turned into some strange liquid from the industry that is down there in that, in the middle of that city, that actually then appears to be where Mr. Big Wiggles and his friends produce their stuff. Oh, this is Mr. Big Wiggles' place. The factory and the whole thing there, and she sees all of that. She meets that boy and his friends, and she learns about the whole thing. And there's this musician guy there with a guitar, his little Bob Marley type, was singing about all this. So they are kind of the underground gang. And maybe he's touring the world then later, and maybe she gets involved with that, and he comes to this small town and tells his truths through with his guitar, and we can make a whole plot there. So that whole thing is going on there, and she's there in school. Well, there is a school, of course, and she's going to school when she's not on vacation. And there is a janitor there who is weird, and teacher and this and that. And here, when we are in that general school environment, daily life in that town, then that game plugs into that also, because when you're in the game, which is an adventure game where you're, when you start the game, I mean, it could be, right now it's text-based and just started making it. I need help with the game engine. Yeah, so that, then when you play that game, that happens at that time, and you find that strange janitor, and he has some secrets, and so we got that story there, which, well, of course, can come into some movie later. And then you have him when he's old. And he has gone through and seen all of that. I'm not sure about the guy on the park bench. That could be him. Or someone else. And well, it could be him when he's old. Still not just one of those bearded old guys. But he used to be the janitor until he took, you know, pension. He can still do something there in the school, and he still has access to that room. Maybe. So, we're talking here a time span of years from the, like 65 to now, and I don't know how we're going to get that together here. Let me see here. There's a 65. I mean, if the janitor is there, he must be like 20 at least, so, which means he'll be born 45 or something, and he would be 10 years older than I am now, which means he would be 78 instead of 68, which works, yeah. Wait, let's try that. So anyway, the full story that goes on there between the 65 and the 23, whatever. Anyway. Or we can let it stay within certain limits, but then also put some part of it in the now. So we have different spaces, different locus where it kind of takes place, but also different, of course, time spaces. So, then we have our, yeah. So, what happened was that from this small town, this whole globalization starts gradually and whatever that includes, and we have our guy Pio there, and he grows up in that town, but he's a bit younger, and he could be a friend of Maria, whatever her name would be, yeah. And but then we have her, little brother or sister, and her friend, who is another guy. I'm not sure really. We can get it together somewhere or other. Maybe Pio is that guy, but then he is like 5 years younger or something. And well, I don't know. Something there, and no, actually, I don't think Pio should be in that story. What is that story called now? I mean, it's the continuation of Sandbox. And actually, Happy Planet, the original idea with Happy Planet was that it should be that first part with the animated little people, right? Huh. So then the sandbox could be that next part of the story with her, Maria, we call her Maria now, Maria's sibling, who is like, well, 5 years younger than Maria, something like that, and her friends, where the other story takes place that I also started writing. I don't even remember. Yeah, it was a little wild. So, yeah, and that's where the janitor really comes into the picture. And they are faced there with the continued development of the huge corporations. And again, we can just take very much from my life, our lives, the whole thing, you know, how people gave up religion because that became corrupt and hypocritical, and then you got science, and we bring in the scientists. I could be teacher in school, a scientist, and the religion, the priest and the church, these kind of characters. Tell that story from that time with those kids there, and then we have POL, Path of Love, which starts off in Goloka, Cow Island, and where you have this guy from there who decides to go down to this dreamy, strange world to help those who kind of got lost here or there. And then he takes birth as, also in that town, as Pio, who is then rather almost biographical person that I am from my life. So we write that whole story, and then we got our Rick and this whole story unfolding there, and the continuation of it, including Thank You for Your Corporation. That fits very well in there, and so on. Now, here I am, right now, writing a little here, a little there on these stories and speaking like this, but then I have this inside looking out. So am I just stupid here? Or could that be yet another entry into this cosmos I'm painting and creating here. And in that case, give me a motivation for why he and that story should be there. Well, let's try it and see if it's feasible at all. I'm just taking on yet another project that will never happen. So this would be just some simple wacky animation about our janitor or PO, whoever, today, and we don't know really who it is, the janitor or PO or Priyavrata or whoever. Maybe it might make some more. Anyway, who cares? So far, I can figure it out. Just, you know, right now. That's the simplest, basic version of it, and it's basically just a really critically analyze, look at this. I don't go into something more because my abilities are deteriorating with age here. So I had inside looking out with simply the facial animation, the mocap, get it in there. Cut some photos or videos and make a very simple, more or less spontaneous speech there, and that's it. I know I can do that. Now, what this changed into with version 2.0 is basically that rather than sitting at a table in front of my iPhone, I hook it up with my new rig, go down there, walk back and forth, stand, sit, whatever. I can do it very spontaneous, basically as I'm talking now. Try that at least. And kind of, I think that could work. I kind of just draft the whole thing. I have an idea here what to speak about. So I just go blah, blah, blah. Even if I talk for an hour, so what? Of course. Yeah, then I can cut out parts of that. Maybe. I don't know how to do this. But I'm sure I can, almost sure. Parts of that which are useful. And then this will be very quick. I don't have to first talk it and then sit down with this fine microphone listening, so fine, but just blah, blah, blah. there it is, and use that to build the story upon, and then just some of those micro documentaries. And in the simplest, most basic form, he's just there in his room. Next step, if that works, I can continue out on the street and return to my building in the street I have already and continue just fixing it up a bit, making it so it fits this new version. Whatever appears in the animation also appears there. Point, whatever, talking head, whatever it is, to there. And there we go. Because in this way I connect people to a website. There can be one link after another, gates to enter, Prabhupada's books, and so on. So that's an important part of it. And that's what I basically can do right now. And if I want to, I can add more characters. I can make his discussions there with others. But I don't have to make it more complex than that, or more complicated to produce. Which would make it maybe, possibly, about the same production work load as before with TH. But now he is there in that town. Well, he's visiting sometimes at least. I mean, we can make it from there if we want, who cares? And he continues telling that story. That's good. Then we have a story that he plugs into. Which means we know what to script here, what to fill in with. You know, and we can add Rick, who's also an old man, scientist now. Who is fighting there for an idealist-based science and all kinds of interesting characters. If we get more, you know, some little team here, at least some people who like it and want to look at it, then it could be possible to get some other voice actor into it, either by paying someone or just someone I know, which would be even better. A Vaishnava team. And this way I could get recognized, which is a good thing for me to be recognized positively by the Vaishnavas, because they should realize what's going on here. Of course they do, if that thing with the little gates going so quickly lead to Prabhupada's books. And we could put little Easter eggs that devotees can recognize and from those figure out what's going on really. Yeah, so this means that our talking green head there is within that guy, and he's now moving around in the world and trying to figure things out. But we keep the same spirit, the same message there. This could work. So I could do the same thing, make like 20 episodes. I think I should. It was a good idea, a good thing to do. And while doing so, I develop this whole character and the environment and all that, and can peacefully also develop the website a little more. I mean, it's basically just changing the graphics a bit, but not even that much if I do it now in color. So it's pretty good, actually. I mean, I could really basically start with what I already have. A room, the desk, the window, the this and the that. Put the guy there and get going. And then this weird town down there, but I could just replace that easily. So that's possible, and I don't have to redo the whole room. Why not? And it's easy to change the appearance of the room anyway, so yeah. And this way, I've connected this to the bigger story. And I could maybe get some help or be able to do it myself, establish the crowdfunding part of this. Could maybe you know, if Krishna wants, connect to some Vaishnava media people in Mumbai or whatever. And this way, we have a plan, we have a mission statement even. And then the continuations of, I mean, just in case I'm gone when someone else hears this, so I have in my writings folder on my computer, I have on the text there, I have a folder called the movies or something, or the story. Yeah, the story, I think it is. And several different scripts under construction, therefore, basically as it seems, four or five full feature movies. And then I have now a YouTube series, which I think is a good thing, because that's where things happen now. It's on YouTube. So just get that one there and could try and sell it or sell. Actually, not sell this. This should be completely free from control by business interests. Simply owned and run by the creative authors and artists and philosophers behind it. However, if from this we can somehow or other, which again is up to Krishna, but which now I can see, how to say, a path that could be possibly taken by different objectives, step by step, that are possible. And simply really depend on, or depends on, the success of this inside looking out and the website. Because if this draws viewers and the GoFundMe or Patreon, whatever site, or in Sweden, the Swish on Radio Krishna, because then I can do still just focus on those. The TH, Radio Krishna, and writing whatever I am inspired to write. POL or whatever. Which means a doable project for the rest of my life, for me. And if there were, there will be some success, then well, I would want it to also include more association with devotees and visiting temples, so on. But how that should happen, I'm still a little bit unsure of, but that will come naturally, right? So I can calm down and I know what I'm going to do here for the rest of my life, which would be a pretty good thing to know, because I'm a little bit jealous of such people who just know what they're going to do in life and then can just do it. not just switching over to another thing and another thing, which I've been doing all my life. But of course, the good part of that is that I have learned a bunch of things, which seems, at least, or it seems that they now are useful in what I'm doing now. So things are looking pretty good, and I just need also to learn to see that and look at the good opportunities and situation and all of that and enjoy it and be happy with that. And whatever problems appear, because that's how life is here, then just deal with them and keep the focus on this nice mission, which helps to keep the smile on the face and in the heart and the joy, which is important too. Because bhakti yoga is meant to make us happy. And I think the best way to spread this bhakti message is to be happy. Not the false materialistic happiness, but the real one. And that's the spirit that I learned also when I first came in contact with Prabhupada's movement. So this is all part of that. Okay.